Harper Audio presents The Witches of New York, a novel by Amy McKay, performed by Julia Whalen. A rebel, how glorious the name sounds when applied to a woman. Oh, rebellious woman, to you the world looks in hope. Upon you has fallen the glorious task of bringing liberty to the earth and all the inhabitants thereof. Matilda Joslyn Gage. Resist much, obey little. Walt Whitman. September 4th, 1880. New Moon. City of Wonders. In the dusky haze of evening, a ruddy-cheeked newsboy strode along Fifth Avenue proclaiming the future.
The great Egyptian obelisk is about to land on our shores. The Brooklyn Bridge set to become the eighth wonder of the world. Broadway soon to glow with electric light.
In his wake, a crippled man shuffled, spouting prophecies of his own.
God's judgment is upon us. The end of the world is nigh.
New York had become a city of astonishments. Wonders and marvels came so frequent and fast, a day without spectacle was cause for concern. Men involved themselves with the business of making miracles, men in starched collars and suits, men in wool caps and dirty boots. From courtrooms to boardrooms to the newsrooms of Park Row, from dockyards to scaffolds to Mr. Roebling's great bridge, every man to a one had a head full of schemes. To erect a monument to genius, to become a wizard of invention, to discover the unknown. They set their sights on greatness while setting their watches to the noontime drop of the Western Union time ball. Their dreams no longer came to them via stardust and angels' wings, but by tug, train, and telegraph. Sleep lost all meaning now that time was in man's grasp. In the building beneath the tower that held the time ball, a mindful order of women sat, 100 young ladies in all, side by side, row on row, story upon story, fingers poised on telegraph keys as they worked around the clock to translate the wishes of men into dots and dashes. Transfixed by the steady click-clack of their task, the ghost of Mr. Samuel Morse hovered near. He'd tried to get to heaven on numerous occasions, but could never seem to find his way past the tangled canopy of telegraph lines that crisscrossed the skies above Manhattan. What he needed was an angel, or better yet, a witch. Someone to translate the knocks and rappings of his soul, to convey all the things he'd left unsaid. Where could one be found? Were there any left? In a halo of lamplight around the corner from the Western Union building, a prostitute leaned her aching back against the bricks. Lips rouged, eyes rimmed with charcoal, she was waiting for a man. Puffing on a cigarette she'd begged off another whore, she blew a steady stream of smoke rings in the air. At the edge of her sight, a shadowy figure in the shape of a finely dressed gentleman appeared, 5 feet off the ground, coattails flapping in the breeze, seemingly there, yet distinctly not. Rubbing her eyes, the girl shook her head, thinking she'd had too much to drink. She swore, hand to God, she'd get off the booze one day. Not now, of course. Maybe in the spring. As the ghost dissolved from her view, the girl flicked the stub of her cigarette to the ground and crushed it with the heel of her boot. Hand in her pocket, she reached for a trinket she'd been given by her last John. A lucky rabbit's foot, he'd said, blessed by a bona fide witch. Liar, the girl had complained when he'd offered her the charm, along with half of what he was supposed to pay. No, 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 the John had insisted. I tell you, she was real, a real witch with a crystal ball, a black cat, and a very fine ass. With that, the girl had snatched the trinket and sent the John on his way. Something was better than nothing. She needed all the help she could get. Stroking the soft fur of the rabbit's foot, the girl thought of all she lacked. She was tired. She needed sleep. She wanted more booze. When she glanced at the spot where she'd snuffed out the butt, there was a shiny new dime in its place. Picking the coin off the ground, she wondered if maybe the John had been right after all. Maybe the damn foot was lucky,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?